Hey, you. Yeah, you. Have you heard? 80s, 90s, and 2000 Vibes Network is an official sponsor of the SplatCon, the first ever Nickelodeon-themed fan convention. And you know what that means, right? You can get all the exclusive updates by listening to the 80s, 90s, and 2000 Vibes podcast and subscribing to our channel right there in the Instagram DMs. But the best part is, you can show your support by using our discount code to grab your tickets for SplatCon taking place in Los Angeles on October 19th and 20th. We'll see you there.
And we're back. This is the 80s, 90s, 2000s Vibes, the podcast. I'm your host, as usual, Matt Corbin. Here with the fellas, we got Jamal, Lee Boy. Fellas, what's going on? How y'all feeling today?
Eventful week. Eventful week. This going we right back with a show. In fact, we did some numbers last week, didn't we?
We were doing some numbers. You know, people love drama and myths.
Oh yeah, they love that. They gonna love this one then.
These boys famous. He's acting different on us. I seen him everywhere in the news. Bro was on the cereal box. He was on the milk cart.
Shout out to Let me go ahead and give my shout outs. News Nation, Hollywood Reporter. Getting at your boy. Who else got at your boy? NBC News. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, in fact, y'all got to do me the favor. I'm going to be hollering at y'all because I'm publicist for SplatCon. We going to need some of those, that same energy, right? We need that same energy when it's something positive in the community. But, you know how that is. But, yeah, shout out to everybody.
Facts, man. Yeah, man. Like you said, eventful week in the middle of the week. I've been chilling all week. I ain't really did nothing. I did everything last weekend for my birthday. I had looked at enough ass, you know.
Got it out your system, huh?
Nah.
At least for now.
Yeah. I gotta recharge though, man. Ready to get into it, man. Episode 128, bro. What we doing?
Before we get into it though, I gotta tell you about something that irritates me. Now, this one, you know how they do us. You know how they treat our people. It's a double standard, and that's what irritates me. They got Candace Owens the hell up out of here out of the Daily Wire this week. They didn't give a damn when they was talking about the black people, the ghetto people, and they was talking about Juneteenth is a ghetto holiday, and it's all made up, and George Floyd was hot. He probably was. I don't know. He might have been hot. Now, I listened to a little bit of Candace Owens. I agree with her about, I would say about 5% of the time. She might have a little point here or there. But as soon as they start talking about the other community, the Israels, they keep it. I ain't going to say it for real. The for real people out here, they got her to out of here on the first thing. Smoking, they ain't playing none of that. Free Palestine. Girl, you better go over to your side with that. And we're going to see where she's going to land. She's been on Joe Budden. She's been on Breakfast Club. I like her style of work. Like I said,
yeah, she's in the
No, that's your girl, Jamar. I know that's your girl. You didn't.
Nah, hell no. Look, man. I'm not even going to lie. She's attractive. And no disrespect, because she's married. And she's witty. To me, she's funny, bro.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm just not the most emotional nigga. Sometimes my brother be like, dog, you got something in there, bro? I was like, yeah, bro. Yeah, son. So I don't get offended easy, bro. Like I told y'all the same with Doja Cat. Like nothing Doja Cat says or does offend me because I can see right through it. And I remember she was, and we're gonna get into it. She was doing an interview with Ebro on Apple Music. And Ebro was asking her about some of the IG lives, some of the stuff she did. You can just see the smirk on her face, like, yeah, I did that shit, huh? Like, bro, you can see right through it.
They trolling, man. Right. But like I was saying, I don't like the double standards. If she was talking crap about y'all, if she was talking crap about us, keep that same energy. But you know what I'm saying? When you don't own your own platform, shout out to 80s, 90s, and 2000 Vibes. You can't get away with that bull. So, sayonara, Candace. You know, like I said, I don't have nothing against her either. I actually like her style of content, and I like the way she reports on things. I like her talent. I like the potential there. Maybe she can get her message straight and come back to the community. I know she's trying. But for now, I'm out here with that double standard stuff, man. Goddamn.
She got her own YouTube channel. She got her own podcast, YouTube channel with Midbox. She got millions of subscribers on YouTube.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
She told Joe Budden, I didn't attack Lizzo. Lizzo attacked me first with her ass cheeks. I'm like, oh, shit.
man.
She got jokes.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Definitely for a certain crowd in the sense of, like, I think a lot of stuff she says goes over heads. But like Lee Boy said, yeah, she don't definitely be wrong when it comes to certain stuff. It's just one of those, you on the line, lady. Like, it's like, yeah, I mean, like, you don't want to pick a side. Like, yeah, I mean, it just feels like you just on a tightrope sometimes, whatever. But very smart. Like I said, I think people be bugging. They just don't want to hear some of the stuff she be saying sometimes. But she definitely ain't.
Well, why should I pick a side? At the end of the day, remember, like I say all the time on this pod, man, we all gonna die. So it really don't fucking matter.
Oh, no, I'm saying that just for the people. I don't care what you do. Like, Candace, pick whatever you want. This is just for the people.
Yeah, thanks. You know, people sensitive.
They still
man.
Trying to figure her out. We all trying to figure. She trying to figure it out. Daily Wire, they figured it. They figured it out. Get the hell up out of here. We don't use it. What they say? They break your tools after you can't use them no more. She broke it. She broke off. Yeah. So. Goddamn.
Oh yeah.
But fellas, Candace Owens aside, I want to dive right into it this week. No pun intended. With the Freaknik documentary.
It's a lot of things to dive into. I didn't know which way you was gonna go, but yeah, Freaknik. We starting with Freaknik. All right, I got you.
Yeah, so the documentary dropped on Hulu. A lot of people thought it was gonna have multiple parts, but it just ended up being the one on March 12th. And pretty much it was produced, I believe, by Jermaine Dupri. And then you had 21 Savage and his team. You had Nas and Master P worked on it. So, fellas, I know I got to check it out. It was about an hour and a half, hour 45 minutes. First glance, what do you tell me? What are you guys thinking?
Underwhelming.
Yeah.
Bro, I've seen Freaknik docs on YouTube. That was better than this. And no disrespect to Jermaine Dupri, Uncle Luke, all the OGs. This is no disrespect. This is my opinion. I didn't learn nothing I didn't already fucking know about Freaknik. I'm telling you, bro, they got YouTube docs on Freaknik on YouTube that's put together just as good, if not better than this. The only thing is, it's a Hulu doc and shit, and so the budget is there. Meaning, the quality of the cameras, the quality of the footage, well, not the footage, but you interviewing modern people that's still alive, so everything is polished up, except for the actual raw footage. But other than that, it's the same that they got on YouTube. I'm one of those people who's, I was born in 93, so of course I'm not old enough to go to Freaknik or remember Freaknik, but I was one of those millennials who was very interested in Freaknik. For some reason, I am. Because I always wish I was old enough to go. So, I knew all this shit already. Why? You want 21 Savage is on there, and we the same fucking age? I don't know. But, hey, it was underwhelming, and they made us wait a year for that shit. But, hey, that's my opinion. That's my first thoughts on the doc.
It's the anticipation for me, because like you said, we didn't been hearing about this. We thinking it's going to be scandalous and they're going to really show us some. And they try, you know, they dived into about one incident that was like everybody kind of knew about. And I had even heard about without doing much research. But I think that one of the biggest drags is like they thought it was going to be the big reveal when they showed like the original lady that thought of Freaknik. It's like, We don't need to hear about her.
We not here for that.
From her. Right. Like, she could have, maybe they should have showed her back in the day. This is the, she created it. We didn't need to hear from her. She didn't really have nothing to add to the story and was not particularly entertaining. And yeah, I fell asleep on it. I ain't gonna lie. I took a nap the first time around. I woke up, my girl was turning it off. I was like, I can't argue with you. I'm gonna go right back to sleep. But I did finish it out. I think it gets a little bit better at the end. But one thing I really did not like about the doc, I mean, it was a decent history lesson. I did learn about the sheer numbers that were there. I didn't realize it was that huge. So I think that was interesting. And then also to correlate, you know, the Olympics and them coming to the city was interesting as well. So there was some historical facts that I thought were meaningful. But I didn't like how everybody at the end was like, yeah, this brother has the Freaknik. He owns the rights to the Freaknik name, but we ain't rocking with it. We ain't rocking with it. We ain't bringing it back. We ain't doing it. But then at the same time, they was like, we need to have a new Freaknik and everybody want a new Freaknik. So it's like, which one is, are you mad because this brother got the trademark and y'all didn't think of it first? Is that why this whole doc is out? So y'all can hate on the young man, right? And then y'all gonna interview him right quick just to discredit him like literally seconds after. I think that was like the weirdest part. And, you know, same thing with, like you said, 21 Savage in there hating on the brother. It seemed like everything was kind of geared at hating on this dude that obtained the trademark. But what'd you think, Matt?
Kind of some of the same things you said. With it was parts that to me just didn't make sense. Obviously, going starting with 21 Savage, it was like, I know he recently threw a Freaknik themed birthday party, but bro, like you said, you weren't allowed to go through any of this. Neither were half of the people at your party. That's cool. Moving on to the rest of it, I think the Olympics part, and then like Lee Boy said, more so the sheer numbers that were there. That, those were the only real things that I was like, because it was like, I'm not expecting that we were supposed to see, you know, porn per se, but it was just like, yeah, there just wasn't anything, any, you know, real story that was eye popping. Then, yeah, like you said, in the end, I don't even remember bro's name who owns the Freaknik label now. Like,
they just glanced right over that shit.
I don't either.
So to me, it was weird because it was like you said, on one hand, y'all saying we want the legacy to keep going, but then on the other hand, you know, it seemed like, especially the founders of it and whatnot, they was always talking about, you know, what most of us say to have, it's like, respectfully, I don't know if this generation just likes the type of fun. I think they want to do the stuff that they think happened at Freaknik. And, you know, whether you agree or not with that, it's like, get on one side. Don't just, like you said, throw them out there. And then it's like, yeah, we ain't supporting bro, though. But that's the name if you want to check it out for yourself. Like,
my homegirl throwing a Freaknik themed birthday party for 31st. I'm helping to produce it.
Well, you producing birthday parties now? Hey, this must be well, late,
nah,
bro.
Nah. I guess I used
executive
the wrong
producer,
word.
Jamar.
Nah, because I told her, if you're going to do it, I need you to do it right. Meaning, I need it right. To be a vibe. I need everybody to have the hairstyle, the gold tooth. All the fellas, get your Air Max out. Get your snapbacks out, your throwback jerseys. I need the ladies to wear the what you call the bump? What you call that shit? The bump or whatever the fuck that shit? Mm-hmm. I need the music. I need you to use our official Freaknik playlist on 80,000 vibe on Apple Music. Yes, it's gonna be a vibe. I think she's trying to get Adina Howard to perform. Yeah, bro. So this doc was cool, bro. But I wrote down some notes about some shit that I already knew. And I realized I was forcing myself to write down notes because Jamal, Freaknik started in 1983, DC Club. I knew that already. College kids couldn't afford to go home and plan a picnic. Knew that already. Name come from the Freak song. Knew that already. Jalen. The only interesting thing to me was Jalen Rose and his homies drove all the way from Michigan to Atlanta. I thought that was pretty dope.
After winning the car in a dice game, that was pretty right. Turnt. Yeah.
To me, that was the most interesting thing. I was like, oh man, that's dope, bro. Uncle Luke put the Freak in Freaknik, duh, bro. I feel like HBO. Probably should have done this. Hulu, a little too safe. I'm not even gonna lie. I'm gonna keep it a thou while with you. I was expecting a porn. Because, bro, they've been promoting this a whole year. Remember, this came out last year. Like, the trailer was going to be 3 parts.
We really thought it was going to be 3 parts.
So, I'm like, y'all gonna make us wait a year. This shit better be fucking Brazzer. Right. Come on, y'all. Y'all hear me knocking? You know what I'm saying? Like, I waited a year for that. I watched a YouTube doc on Freaknik a couple months ago that was better than that. I don't know who put it together. It was better than that, bro. And it's just, man, bro, I'm done with the hype. If it ain't something I'm creating, I'm at the point where I'm like, man, we'll see. We'll see. I'm going to watch it.
Because the big reveal was, you know, the incident where the girl got all of her clothes stripped down and, you know, she was there and she was there to give her testimony at the dock. But it just didn't hit. I don't think the way they was expecting it to. We needed 3-4 of those. You know what I'm saying? We needed some names. That brother went to jail. Somebody should have went to jail. Like, we needed something substantive to really drive home the doc the way we were all expecting. And I mean, I did think was sort of interesting, I guess, was hearing about the rim shop. You know what I'm saying? But there was no footage, no freestyles. We should have seen some freestyles, something going down. There really was no Outkast footage at Freaknik or anything like that. Right. I didn't see any major performances at Freaknik.
They showed Tupac and Biggie a little bit. That's about it.
Yeah, man. So I think, but those were still photos, no? Or did I fall asleep? Did I miss the video?
Yeah, it was the Biggie one. They showed Tupac, a picture of Tupac. The Biggie one was a video.
But yeah, you would think, you know, with all the footage that they did have, there would be some more footage of the stars, you know, engaging and be out there. How come Jalen Rose, he ain't got no camera? Like, he's supposed to be the, all the ballers had the camera on his shoulders.
Yeah,
man. So I was looking for more of the stars to be actually in play in this doc, but we didn't really get that. You know, it was just decent. It just was decent. Nothing really to write home about. And it's really just not memorable. Not memorable at all. And I'm going to have to check out the YouTube just to see if I could bring this whole subject some justice, because it ain't live up to the hype that we had in our head, other than there was a hell of traffic. It was traffic, y'all. We was parking our cars and walking.
They made us wait a year. The hype is done by Hulu. It made us wait a year. The fact that it was done by Uncle Luke and Jermaine Dupri, the people we expected to do it. So, motherfucker, right? Our expectation was high on this, bro. Like, look, Kim dropping a book, and she making us wait 2 years. And I think we're a year into the 2 years before Lil' Kim book drop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I'm like, I'm going to buy it, but it better be fucking good. I'm not worried about Grand Theft Auto 6. I will wait that fucking year.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know for a fact GTA don't miss. So if you want to make people wait that long for something, that shit got to be good. Like the Michael Jackson biopic got to be good. Y'all make us wait too long for it. You don't do that shit, man. I'm telling you, bro, nobody going to remember this doc. Like Lee Boy said, it's not. I'm sorry.
Only thing they got right, and it's kind of, you know, a layup, is the music, but they got Jermaine Dupri right there. So they had good licensing as far as the music. It was kind of expected, but that's the one thing I'll say, hey, you guys did that. But I mean, that's a very low bar, I believe.
I was going to say, I feel like that was, like you said, that should have been a given from the jump. I just
think it could have been some more too. Yeah.
Yeah. All in all, I just feel like to Jamal's point, one, it should be more, you know, to it, and two, we should have got the three parts, because I almost remember vividly when they was like, it was going to be a three-part. Like, they promoted it as a three-part. I didn't just make that up. I heard that somewhere for sure. So it was just like, to not see three, definitely a little disappointed. But yeah, somebody with the rated X version, if you out there, you got it. People, like Jamal, we definitely going to check it out.
I mean, because keep it a stack, man. That's the only reason why people care about Freaknik.
For real, yeah, 100%.
It's not about putting Atlanta on. Atlanta been popping. We know that. You don't have to use this doc to prove that. Everybody know that, especially people in black people. We know that. We get it. Man, all the pictures and videos we've seen online from Freaknik, like wild pictures of niggas, four niggas playing with a bitch asshole.
Man, I seen a nigga head pop out like the gopher. I was like, what the?
Yeah, that's my point, bro. That's what people want to see. I'm sorry. So if Hulu don't want to do it with HBO or what's the other ones that is willing to do? Is it HBO? Just HBO?
Yeah, just Max. Yeah, that's HBO Max.
Yeah, do it with a Showtime or whatever. Fuck, yeah. Nobody want to see this cookie cutter shit.
I mean, it's freak, and they kept saying how it's not about freaking and.
Okay. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Okay. This is not about me getting freaky and anything like that. No, no, no. This is because of the song, The Freak. Okay. I guess if that's how you guys want to sell this in the first 20 minutes, I was like, this going to be snooze my fest. Nigga, and what's my guy, Mark Lamont Hill, right? Oh, man.
Yeah,
just leave him out of all docs, man. He
going
to try
to.
I mean, I just. Not in the salacious docs. Not in the salacious doc, because he gonna serious it out. He's
right.
And he was just, this is a good place for black. Yes, it is. You are correct, sir. You are correct, sir. But yeah, I guess I just have a little bit of problem with him. Y'all see when he went back and forth with Candace Owens?
I'm not a fan of his neither. That's why I'm crying. But yeah,
I ain't gonna bring
they,
up.
They
what
had
he
a
said,
back and they had a back and forth. I gotta go watch that.
Oh yeah, they did.
I want to see them two versus Dr. Umar. Oh my god.
He was lying out his ass. He will say anything to me just to fit in with the times. Like, that's the problem. Really? He will change from year to year. Whatever the people were saying, whatever the consensus is, he gonna roll with that. So he was he was definitely protecting black people and their image, which is a good thing, but we don't always need to protect. Sometimes we need to keep it real. These niggas was freaky
man,
out here.
We not watching no fucking Freaknik doc for no fucking for the people who got assaulted, sexually assaulted, our president involved. We not talking about you. Justice for you. But Other than that, we not watching no Freaknik doc for you to protect this shit. It's called Freaknik. In 1983, they had other hit songs you could have named. Michael Jackson, Thriller, Purple Rain. They had other songs you could name the song. This shit out. Y'all freaky ass old niggas decided to name it Freaknik. And Uncle Luke said, bet, I'm going to bring the freak to Freaknik. So that's what we want to see, bro. Let me produce that motherfucker. I'm going to find footage. I'm like, oh, shit. Man, yeah, son, I underwhelmed it, bro. I give it out of 10, I give it a 5.
I ain't watching it again. There's no reason to.
Me, facts.
I didn't learn shit, so.
I'm going to probably match that and go with a 5. Like I said, as far as documenting, before we, like I said, move on from this. All in all, if y'all going, like I said, do all of these years of promo, just make it count.
Lebo, what would you give it? 5.
I'd give it a, man.
3?
Yeah, I'm more at the 3-4 level. 3-4 level because, yeah, it just didn't really capture anything for me. It didn't really pique my interest too much, so.
It's like.
Very predictable.
It's like growing up when I was in college, man. I was trying to have this girl with these big ass titties, bro. And you know, I ain't gonna say no name. And when you finally about to hit, she take them hoes out and the bitches drop. I'm like, oh.
They didn't stay up like you thought, huh?
Yeah, that's how this shit felt, man. Like, man, I thought the motherfucker was sitting, man. Oh, big saggy ass. Never mind, man. 5 out of 10, y'all run for that. Hulu, whatever.
But moving on, fellas, briefly, I just want to dive into Quiet on the Set, because obviously talked about a documentary went crazy. Do y'all think we'll be getting a Quiet on the Set season 2? Because the streets are talking, internet bubbling. Fellas, what y'all think? Is there any truth to it? Would you want it? Talk to me.
Talk about a splash. Now, that's a splash doc right there. No, that's a splat doc. Look, shout out to splatcon.com. They already said that there's going to be episode 5. I don't know if you guys saw that. They're going to have
episode 5?
Yeah, they already dropping one, I believe, like this weekend. I can't give you the exact. In fact, let me try to give you the exact date. Before we end the segment, I'll give you the exact date. But they're going to have a slightly different format. A Q&A session. It says new voices confirmed for episode 5 of Quiet on Set. Shane Lyons from All That will be coming forward with his story. So they already got another story that they add into it. I believe Drake Bell is going to be giving his response, his response to coming out. I'm not sure. It's not clear until we see it. If it was, I don't think it was after the doc came out. They must have shot this after, you know, trying to get his feelings on, revealing himself. But yes, they're already going to have another installment. Now, if there's going to be another season, I could tell you right now, they love the response in general that they're getting from the public. Why wouldn't they capitalize? I don't know. I would love to see them go into the realm of Disney or, expose one of these other networks. Don't just put it all on Slickalodian now.
You read my mind. Season 2, Quiet on the Set, Disney Channel, because ain't no fucking way Orlando Brown and Raven Simone and all of them like that for a fucking reason.
Allison Stoner been out here stomping for child stars. So I think there's definitely an opportunity. Go ahead, let me produce. I'll come on. I'll get you some. I'll find a story. There's a scoop out there for sure on Disney Channel. I think that to me is a natural progression. But I think they definitely have to look at it, whether it actually comes to fruition. They already was holding this 5th installment. So they have to know that there is definitely an opportunity there. What you think? What you think, Jamar? Are they going to bring it out? They doing Disney next?
Man, this bro, I'm telling you, bro, you was reading my mind because when I season 2 in pre-production for this podcast episode, when we talking about season 2, I was like, they gotta do Disney Channel. You gotta have Orlando Brown, sit him down sober. You can get Raven, him not in the same room as Orlando Brown, but you can get Raven, some of the Zach and Cody. You have to, bro.
Them twins, they have a story too, right? One of them just completely quit the industry, kind of we don't understand why or don't know why. And obviously, Brian Peck went over to Zach and Cody, but it's a lot of things tying these two channels together.
Man. Hannah Montana, come on, Miley Cyrus. You don't think she got stories?
I think she might not have as many just because her pops was around, but she definitely still has some things. Probably not as severe, just I mean, he was on her show. I mean, he was really there since we've seen her introduced to the world.
Shia LaBeouf, LaBeouf, whatever.
Yeah.
That boy.
Shia LaBeouf, yeah.
LaBeouf, my bad. And then, you know, his co-star, you know, she's over there at Podco. She talks a lot about her issues and stuff. But what y'all think about the Massey mama? Miss Massey, y'all seen what she said about blaming the kids?
Talking about Corey. Talking about Corey from That's a Raven.
Yeah, but you know his brother was on Zoe 101.
Right. No, what she said?
She said basically, she was praising Dan Schneider and thanked him for the opportunity, and basically said the parents should have been watching their kids. And she had a couple statements. He came out and was like, nah, she don't speak for me because he was probably but you know, just I thought that was interesting take that she would just come out against everybody, because the first off one, it wasn't just kids that were victims, right? It was also these other writers that was in the writer room. So who you gonna blame for that? And it was other staff members. He was getting massages on set, like. So are you blaming the parents for that too? So, you know, she had nothing but great things to say about Dan, which was interesting, very interesting.
I did not know that she wrong for that shit. I cut my mama off. Hey, mama love, I can't fuck with you for about 6 to 7 months. You wildin', son. You wildin'. I still got a career out here. I'm still out here trying to eat, bro. You wild, man. You can't say that, man. I don't even care if you really feel like that. You gotta shut the fuck up.
So look, Michael Bauer, he was from Salute Your Shorts. He came out with his Brian Peck story, basically said that he was molested. This is the big dude from Salute Your Shorts. Allie, her name is Allie DeMeco. She was on Naked Brothers Band.
I was in high school when that shit was on. My little cousin used to watch that shit. I'm like, my little cousin, what the fuck is what?
Naked Brothers.
Not Naked. I say, bro, I watched all that. That's so rare. I don't know what the fuck that is, bro. Oh, Naked, that's what y'all watching on Disney? That's what this channel on now? Oh, man.
It wasn't our time.
Real freak shit. But nah, bro, even in high school, Nickelodeon had a couple shows like iCarly, Big Time Rush, Victoria, they still had a couple shows that was kind of decent if you catch them at the right time. Just Jordan. Disney, I don't know. What the fuck Disney? Naked Brothers, man.
That's a hell of a name. Yeah. Like, they didn't think about that in the room.
No, that's what I'm saying. That Naked Brothers, man, that wasn't Disney. That was Nickelodeon.
Yeah, that was
Nickelodeon. Oh, that show was.
That was Nickelodeon. She came out and she complained as well about, she had to kiss a 30-year-old man on the show. And she was about 14.
Well, the Backstreet Boys was like fucking 25, 30 singing to fucking teenagers.
Yeah, but they wasn't kissing on the show. That's wild.
Right.
And then and also Gabriel Iglesias, y'all know he was on all that. He has some things to say about them. They basically asked him not to come back because he had hurt his head in one of the sketches, and they was worried about a claim and a lawsuit, and they asked him not to come back. So there's a lot of people coming out. I think there's definitely an opportunity for a season two. And shout out to Investigation Discovery. They hit me up right now. In fact, I'm about to call up one of the producers, right? She said, we got to connect. I'm like, I know we got to. So we're going to see. Maybe I have something for y'all. As long as they don't send me no NDA, we good. Make sure y'all hit the Patreon so we can give y'all the real scoop.
Man, yeah, man. They got something here. This can become a whole series, man. You can do Disney. You can do
Cartoon Network. Maybe it wasn't no crazy stuff going on behind the scenes, but it was marketed to kids and maybe just the content. But and they got to do the old stories, the old stars. You know what I'm saying? They got to do a whole
Tutu Seven, the good times. Yeah,
bring back the old stars, the first whistleblowers of all this. Corey Haim, Corey Feldman, all the 80s and 90s stars that was complaining about this years ago. So, man, there's a lot of ways they could go with this.
Yeah, let's get that season two, man. Let's get that, put that in the universe. Let's get that. I'm gonna be tuned in. I know that.
Mm-hmm. And come pick up Child Star Reboot, man. I have a whole show. I got a whole cast of Child Stars ready to go, ready to tell their story. And we're going to catch up with what they got going on today. So we have that other element, Investigation Discovery. How about your boy? You never know. We might got a hit here. We got some. So let's go.
Big facts.
But fellas, speaking of some wild things, obviously the documentary side, diving into Diddy. Now, Diddy.
Wait. You gotta know Diddy that one, no, bro. Diddy. Diving it. We dive in a whole lot. Diddy. That's the second dive of the day.
Bad, but we're going doggy paddle.
Yeah.
I say that to say, yeah, bro got three of his outfits rated yesterday. We seen the Suns, they were in cuffs. It looked like Diddy's at the airport. 25-year-old drug mule. They're saying he's selling cocaine. I saw Young Miami in the paperwork now. Fellas, at this point, given we got a raid now, we have people who are actually arrested. What do y'all think about all this?
Man, the more and more we find out, the more and more of a genius Mace look like. Mm-mm-mm. That's what I take from it. Because when Mace was popping, I was a kid, but it's well documented how that's the first time in my life I've seen somebody in a prime. Just stop. Like, Harlem World was one of them albums, bro. And he came out with a second album, and he just left hip-hop. And the more and more this shit happened, the more and more of a genius he looked like. It took 20 years, but you got everybody who was part of Bad Boy ended up leaving it, dying, getting killed, or joining some kind of religion. Man, did he just like to freak off, man? I don't want to accuse him of anything because he's not been.
He hasn't been convicted. Yeah, that's right. About it. Because he hasn't been charged either. He hasn't been charged. He's under investigation for trafficking, sex trafficking.
Hey, on his ass. Pause. Hey, I see the video on social media of Diddy outside of some house in Miami pacing back and forth. Yeah, I see that.
Figure it out. Yeah, he's trying to figure it out.
He was outside of the airport. That's what they claim. He was at a Miami airport, like some private joint. I seen that same video.
He looking stressed like a motherfucker. I ain't seen Diddy dance like this since the Hypnotize. Man, that shit.
Wait, y'all see the video? Y'all see the video of him allegedly at a party the day before he wearing all brown? Y'all see this? So yeah, he looked like he knew something was coming. He looking around. They got a video of him turning around like, hey, is they coming right now? He looked like he knew it was coming down the pipe. It was just a matter of time. I mean, and with this whole thing though. I don't want to seem insensitive at all, but I'm trying to understand, though, as far as now, is Diddy an abuser? Is he domestic violence abuser? Probably. You know, we've seen some of the stuff with Cassie and the videos. And, you know, I just wonder because they're pulling in Daphne Joy, Carisha, and some other people into these new charges. I'm just wondering. Is it trafficking if you're getting paid and accepting payment? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, do you usually get paid to be trafficked? I'm just not sure about that. I'm still trying to figure it out on as far as the whole freak off sessions. When do you become a willing participant if you're a grown adult and you're just, you know, you are participating in this? And then they was on the payroll, I guess he was paying them straight from Universal. It's like Diddy, bro. You don't got cash. Like, why are you straight like? They ain't providing no services in return, other than freaking off. You got to be able to cover this up a little bit better than that, brother. Love, and then you changing your name to Love, and that's just very telling of that. You know that you ain't doing loving type things. You are definitely trying to cover up for something, man. So Diddy has it's time for the reckoning. I think. We've been hearing about this stuff for 25, 30 years of these crazy parties. And just for it to end like this is sad. I mean, the biggest thing to me, the biggest and scariest reveal is that he shot that lady in the nightclub. Y'all heard about this? The Shine thing?
That I was like, yeah, man. Yeah, how much time Shine did for that?
Shine was gone for like 15, 20 years, right?
Time. And then he, you know, he left, went right back to his country afterward. But that changed his life because he wasn't, you know, he ain't from the States. So he knew he was going back to, I think, Belize.
Yeah, right. Belize. And for if Diddy really did that, like, not it wasn't broad daylight because it was a nightclub, but in broad nightclub, God, come on, Diddy is a wild boy.
The diddler. But, bro, I seen some. What's y'all take on people saying, man, y'all can't wait till for another black man to fail and go down for y'all to, what's y'all take on that? Because I see a lot of people on social media saying that.
Weebo, you want to go first?
No, you go ahead. You go ahead.
I think everybody saying that because it's like, y'all say that, but it's like at the same time, y'all still are part of the same people who's pushing the bad images. With no matter what outlet it's on, y'all getting y'all news from there. Because I heard somebody say, yeah, you know, white people don't do this to one another. It's like, I can't even say if that's true or not because certain news outlets I'm not on. But I will say this.
You're not paying attention to their news outlets. If it's making
money and it's pushing, they are pushing, you know, quote unquote, people doing bad things. So to me, it's like, if you ain't doing no shit, you won't be in no shit. It's really that simple. Right. You ain't made no bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say that that nothing should happen to him. I definitely can't say that. To me, it's the violence. Like, we heard about him punching on Drake. We heard about him punching one of the coaches, his son's coaches, right at UCLA, or threatened him. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Mace got the F out of there because he felt like I felt like he thought something was going to actually happen to him. It's like bodily harm. And we've seen, obviously, his potential implications with Pac and Biggie. You know, I don't think it's hard to have sympathy for Diddy, especially if he didn't change his behavior. He's like, you got so many opportunities over the last 20 years to change up. And maybe he tried to on the outside, but it didn't seem like on the inside of his, within his crew that the things actually changed for him. But, you know, it's sickening because I see them now going after Jay-Z. On Twitter, you guys seen this? They bringing up Foxy Brown. They gonna bring up Aaliyah. They even try to say Beyonce. He met Beyonce at 15. This is not. I don't see that as trafficking. So I just hate to see them all. Everything get kind of lumped together, and them to just just trying to steamroll us black brothers. Cause
man, but you know we fake. You know we fake. Act like we care about each other, man. Mm-hmm. I say that all the time. We don't care about it. We only care about each other. Well, Alan, we care about each other. And when other people do something to us.
That's a fact.
We don't really care about each other.
Yeah.
We don't give a fuck about each other, bro.
Killer in your neighborhood. Dap him up all the time. You let him give ice cream to your kids. You don't say nothing about him. He got 15 murders. And
free your pot. Free your homie. I mean, kill 30 niggas. No,
he's a serial murderer. You kidding me? Literally. Yeah,
so I keep him back there. That's what I'm talking about. We don't really care about each other, man. Man, people waiting. They trying to get all the Giants, bro. Cosby, Kelly, Huff. Man, I wouldn't be surprised in 10 years they try to get at Jay-Z,
but. But do you agree, though, that to an extent, not saying that they did anything, but do you agree that this is avoidable?
I think Puff have a problem. Meaning, I think he can't, he a freak-ass boy, and I don't think he can control it. So, in that case, is it avoidable for a crackhead to OD? Yes, but he addicted to the crack, so no. A sex addict, a cheater, a liar. Man, how many niggas have you met that lie for no reason? They have no reason to lie, but it's like a disease. They can't help it. So, no, I don't think it's avoidable, Puff. I think Puff a freak and he can't control it. And when you get money, that just makes it worse. That's like sad. God rest DMX soul, but DMX was on drugs before he became a rapper. And it's well documented when he became a rapper and got famous and got money, it got worse. It's the same thing, so no, it's not avoidable.
So, yeah, because I just try to understand why Diddy has to do this. You know what I'm saying? Especially to have people on payroll when it seems like you could cultivate some of these relationships organically, right? I just don't get it. And there's obviously it's just not for me to get. But yeah, so he couldn't change. He couldn't change. The only thing that he could do is just be more honest up front, try to get the help to change his own life. To me, that's the only way you could get out there and try to make a change for yourself, is just to be transparent and beg for help. And then maybe if you do something, you get a little bit of leniency. Oh, this brother was trying, you know what I'm saying? But for him to just be brother love, right? Everything good. I just don't see it for him. And
he just recently gave up his state stock in Revolt today.
Mm-hmm. To anonymous buyer, yeah, he sold it all. They said there was still somebody black, so, you know, standing with the mission of Revolt, which I thought that part was cool, but that aside, it's like, yeah, bro, you trying to run. I don't know what you trying to pull.
So see, he just go ahead and hit the road to Bali. I mean, everybody's saying it already, but
go meet Russell Simmons.
Yeah.
Y'all meditate.
Stretch. Get y'all yoga, however y'all stretch, whatever y'all gonna pull.
And they say he was running the play with his the love mobile or whatever they call his plane, right? One Love. I don't know. But that one was going over to Antigua. He wasn't there. He was going somewhere else. They don't know where his ass at. Hey, Diddy on the run. Remember they had the Run Diddy campaign? Yeah, he running. Right? he staying to the campaign, man.
Pause, man.
Oh, you go for it.
No, go ahead, man.
I was just gonna say my last thing on the main thing. If Diddy doesn't serve a day in jail, we know that all of this was for show.
I'ma tell Puff what my high school coaches tell us in the locker room. Fellas, gentlemen, young men, control your fucking horny. Mm-hmm. No means no. You dig? So that's about it, bro. But again, he probably just a freak ass dude, bro, and he really can't control the freak.
Was he getting no's though? Was he getting no's or was he getting willing participants? That's where I'm kind of confused, because even Cassie took the money. She didn't want to convict him. I think she was setting his ass up for the play. Like,
believe what? Don't you think? Do you think sometimes out of intimidation they just said yes? Because of his power, too.
Yeah, he was knocking niggas out, right? he blew up Kid Cudi car. I guess he told Cassie he was gonna take out her whole family and all kind of stuff like that. So yeah, under those guys, yes, I'm not gonna victim blame in any way. It's just you know what? I just want to empower women that if you are going through something like this, you should see here that the public is going to have your back. Obviously you want to stay safe, but get out there, tell someone before it gets too bad, and you know you could bounce back, because I'm sure the mental damage that Cassie has gone through is unfathomable for being with him for so many years and having to do the things she's had to do and then come out about it publicly. You know, hopefully women feel empowered by more and more people in these situations that come and tell their stories. And they can get out sooner, because it's just unfortunate. And you know, it's don't take the money. That's all. I mean, you at some point there is gonna be judgment if you just keep taking the money. That's what I'll say about it. So get out, tell somebody, the authorities and the public will have your back.
Yeah, Big Gene, Puff old bodyguard, Big Gene looking like a prophet right now, man.
Said they gonna raid his shit. And the psychic lady said it was coming right around Easter. She called it months ago. So I don't know what's going on. The universe is clicking right now.
Definitely follow. But fellas, moving on to some more brighter news, I should say, in hip hop. Dr. Dre, and I believe this has a clip accompanied. Dr. Dre finally got his star in the Walk of Fame. And Jamar, I'm going to toss it to you and let you introduce this clip.
Yeah, this clip is from Jimmy Kimmel Live. It's him, Fifth.
And,
you know, Eminem, something like. So, y'all check it out. Yeah, check it out. Let me know what you think. And I'm going to get some ass. That fuck shit. Man, nobody want that shit, man.
Yeah.
Call Pete, doctor, help!
What seems to be the problem? What the f*** is this? This man has no penis.
What? I have a penis.
Not according to what I'm looking at. Dr. Broaddus, take a look at this.
I can't see s***.
Yeah, try using this.
Ah, there he is. Let me try it. You have a look.
I think we're gonna need a specialist. Dr. Jackson. What do you think?
Sorry.
You guys gotta see this.
Holy mackerel.
All right, guys, I'm gonna need you to talk me through this.
To the left, to the left. You gotta grab it, squeeze it.
I'm there trying.
It
is right
there. You, I know it's small, but put it in there. You gotta. There you go, there you go, there you go.
I think I found it.
Look like a piece of bubble gum.
A juicy fruit.
Guys, could you put that back? I came in for a colonoscopy. I don't know what's going on here, but maybe I'll come back later, like tomorrow or something.
Relax, nephew. Relax. Relax. Cheer to the next episode.
Wait, what's that? Just turn that up. Now the cart, please.
More smoke.
All right, Dr. Dre, man.
Obviously, he produced the music on that segment as well with the little integration. The beep 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 beep, that was kind of fire. That was kind of fire. Hey, the content a little questionable, you know. They try to, is it humiliation tactic again? I mean, I don't know. We out here though, that's hilarious.
Yeah, I always like skits like that. I enjoyed that,
yeah.
But going back to, yeah, with the skit too, do y'all think he was been supposed to have a star in the Walk of Fame? Do you think the timing is right?
Bro, you know what? He should have. Go ahead, go ahead.
No, you got it. You got it. You got it.
He should have had one by the late 90s. Why is it 2024 and Dr. Dre just getting his start? Then I heard you can pay for them shits. Mm-hmm. Like, there's certain people, no disrespect, and I'm not even going to say no names. Certain people shouldn't got no start before Dr. fucking Dre. Think about it. Over the years, all the people who got a star on the Walk of Fame in LA. And you, again, how the fuck is Dre just getting his? It's 2020. Man, Dre should have got one like 99, 2000. It's way too late. As a matter of fact, it's so late that I feel like Dre should get a big ass star on the corner somewhere where that corner just occupy his star. And I needed to look a little different because he is LA. So it took too long on me. That's just how I feel. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I think I want to say maybe some of the scandals he was going through may have maybe postponed, you know what I'm saying, what he was going through in his personal life may have put him on the back burner a little bit, because for him to be responsible, because NWA has a star, right? I think. I'm not sure. But I know Cube, he got one, right? Dre got his. You know, 50, does he got one yet?
Yeah, 50 got one a couple years ago. And Dr. Dre was there.
Oh,
Dr. Dre, Eminem was there.
That's even crazy. I love 50, but that's even crazy.
Yeah, for him to get leapfrogged by 50, and it's just weird for some of the careers that he was responsible for, and then we see them getting stars before him. And not only was he doing it, you know, from behind the keys, he was also on the mic. And he's played his role within, you know, some movies, at least from on the producing standpoint and, you know, doing musical scores and things like that. He's definitely been involved. So it is late. But I think right now the climate is just it's just, I guess, the right time for him. Obviously, this is the time that he got it. It's just hard to say why he didn't get it earlier. But I think there's a multitude of factors, but well deserved though, right? Well deserved.
Really think about it. NWA, Death Row, Snoop, Eminem, 50 Cent, Kendrick Lamar. And if you're, and I'm not even talking about the beats by Dre. Like the nigga is the culture, bro. Like, It's not a day go by. We don't walk around, y'all. I don't care what city it is, you don't see nobody with a pair of BTF on. Like, bro, he should have been. I'm offended, actually.
I think I know. I was just gonna say, while we've been sitting here, I thought of two things. Mark, you said one of the reasons. You said that people could pay for their stars. So it's one of those, yeah, why would you have to wait? I just thought about it, considering the violence with Dr. Dre, that's the only reason I could think of why they would have said no, not yet. Because to your point, the body of work has clearly, you know what I mean, not been questioned, but I think a lot of the, you know, the domestic things that came out in the news over the years, because to your point, does Chris Brown have a star in Hollywood?
No, I don't think he does.
And I'm going to be honest with you, let's be real. If he doesn't get into that incident with, you know, Rihanna some years back, 9 times out of 10, he'd probably have a star by now. Like when I think of like This Christmas and all of those movies, or just that time alone, he could have did.
But man, if that's the case, then you shouldn't be able to fucking pay for it.
Oh, I agree. I'm just saying, I think that's the only reason from a political standpoint, because Dr. Dre could have paid. I think politically they was like, you can pay, but we're not putting yours out no matter what.
Because it's still an application, yeah. It is still an application. And Eazy-E has a star. And this is definitely no knock on Eazy-E or his family or legacy or anything, but Eazy-E before Dre having a star is kind of wild. That's kind of wild, man. He is kind of, you know, I know he was responsible for Bone Thugs, but he's really, you know, in a lane just NWA. He has one or two hits himself, but in comparison to Dr. Dre, it's really no comparison as far as their resumes. So it's a little bit wild that some of these guys would get stars before Dre, but to me, it's always some politics in the background. It's always some politics in the background that's holding it up. Because he got the money. Know he got the money. So he could have been had him a star. Ben.
He got something from each decade to solidify him. 80s, NWA, 90s, Death Row, and his solo career, Snoop. 2050s, Eminem. 2010s, Kendrick and Beach Boy. Man, this shit offensive, man. I'm starting to think that shit cap. We need to come up with something else. He need a statue.
And you ain't really even mentioned Pac. I mean, obviously, that wasn't his artist. They was both right on Death Row together, but he produced a lot of his biggest hits. And without Dre, would Pac, I don't think, would have reached the heights that he reached. Because his sound, that's what we love about Dre. What I love about Dre is his sound is so pure. The ear that he has to make music bigger, larger than life. You know, I don't think there's anyone that's close to him as far as what producer would you put on his level? Like,
I heard allegedly, man, Daz produced most of the Pac hits when he's on Death Row Records. Daz Dillinger don't get enough credit as a producer.
I heard Quick. Scott Storch played a lot of the keys.
Guys, that's great level, but yeah.
It's
Tupac songs on Death Row was produced by Daz. A lot of his Ambitious of a Rider, that's Daz. A lot of his hits was Daz. Tupac didn't really work with Dre as much as people would like, because that's why him and Dre end up getting into a beef, remember? They start beefing a little bit because he felt like Dre was taking too long to finish it.
I think
Had a different level of perfection. And then, I mean, I think Daz has mentioned it too, that he credits Dre with this. Not obviously he produced a lot for Dre, but he taught them the process, man. He taught them the process, right. And just the sound of NWA is what set them apart from everyone in the 80s. Like, because when they came out, they put the whole West Coast on the map, where people were saying, you know, they birthed all those careers. They burst all those careers, and there's a huge tree that, to me, a lot of it comes from Dr. Dre. So shout out to him, man. He's forever a legend, and he's irreplaceable on the West Coast for sure. Game, we didn't say, I don't know if you mentioned Game.
Oh, yeah, I forgot the Game. Yeah, it's, you know what I'm saying?
Crazy. I mean, like, you said M.
Right. I was lumping all of that in. Not to say Game should be lumped in, but I just, you know, up that G Unit tree to me.
G Unit. Hey, yeah. What do you think about Dre? He recently said that Eminem is the best. What do you say? The best hip hop artist he ever heard, or best rapper ever? Y'all hear this quote? I can't get the exact quote. I could try to get.
I have to get his exact words. Yeah.
I gotta be in a mood to listen to Eminem, and I'm gonna keep it a stack. I would never doubt Eminem's skill and ability to rap. But
he said, again, this is quote, I think he's the best MC ever. Point blank, period. Of course, there are going to be arguments with that because he's a white guy. I don't think anyone that's rapping can touch Eminem on that microphone. He ain't rocking with you on that, Dre. Best MC ever. Now, we talking about, if we talking about battle rapping or maybe lyrical ability, he's the best lyricist or something. You got to throw in a different adjective. But just to say he's the best MC ever, it's hard for me. I'm definitely not crowning him like that.
Oh, right, of course. Eminem can rap his ass off, but Eminem, I've never thought of Eminem when I'm thinking of who's the best MC or rapper of all time. But that's Dre's opinion. I respectfully disagree, and being biased.
I was just gonna say, my last thing, when I would be, if I'm Eminem, I'd be offended if you didn't say that. I'm your artist. I feel like even if you don't think that's true, that's what you should be, you know, telling me, type of things.
Right. And fun fact, man, I don't know if it's a fun fact. California Love was Dr. Dre's song, but they just put Pac just added a verse on it to make it a feature. Tupac, California Love became Tupac's song. It was Dr. Dre's song. So Pac was fresh out of jail. They were like, man, let me get that. And Dre was like, no problem. That bitch a classic, yeah.
It still sound fresh to this day, and that's what I can say about his sound. It's just so pure. He perfected it, even though, yeah, it doesn't translate to current beats and doesn't sound current right now, but it's similar to the music of, like, the 67. There's certain songs that will stand the test of time. They still sound fresh, and they sound perfected. For his time, you know, it will continue to live on as a legendary music. Most of his music is great.
Congratulations, OG. Well deserved. Should have got it 30 years ago, but hey, I guess.
Nope. Right?
Say it again.
I said better late than never, though, right?
Yeah.
Hey,
Jabbar, go hold his grudge. You like, man, kiss my that ass. Can hold.
No. Put it there when I die, motherfuckers. I should have been got one.
Respect that. That I can respect.
I'm Dr. Dre, so this is I literally single-handedly put this fucking city on the map, this coast on the map. And I get one in 2024? Man, get the fuck out of it. Man, keep that shit. When I die and my family, my love, Eminem, 51, hold it down, Snoop and all that, go ahead. I ain't gonna be here to see you. That's just how I feel, son. That's standing on business, ain't it?
That when you put your foot down and rap, you should be, you know, applauded, and people should acknowledge it. And speaking of, fellas, the big three in hip-hop right now, they're fighting. And you refer to the big
fuck three. The big three, nigga, it's just big me. Boom, hit him with that bow.
We got a clip, we got a video, a song, Jamal.
All right, we gonna listen to a little bit of Kendrick Lamar's verse on Like That. Let's see. God damn, Jamal, speed this shit up.
The future was hitting him with them boys was sliding on this shit, man.
This might be the song of the summer. All right, let me share my screen. We gonna just listen to Kendrick verse. We can't listen to the whole song. Copyright reason, of course. God damn, what the fuck is going on, man? I'm tripping. Yeah, this might be the song of the summer, bro. This is Control List. Like Kendrick dropped Control 2013 or 20, one of them fucking year. But yeah, here you go.
Expedia members save on travel.
Have you ever bought something for my ad before?
Everlasting,
as you like that, niggas from the bottom really like that. Stepping in Balenci's if you like it. Pop another bottle if you like that.
These niggas talking out of their neck. Don't put no coughing out of your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for a threat. Hey, let's get it, bro. DOT, the money, power, respect.
The last one is better.
Say yes, a lot of goofies with a check. I mean, I hold them sentiments symbolic. My temperament bipolar, I choose violence. Okay, let's get it up. It's time for him to prove that he's a problem. Niggas clicking up, but it may not be legit. No 40 water, tell him. Yeah, get up with me. Fuck sneak diss and first person shooter. I hope they came with three switches. I crash out like fuck rap. This Melly Mel if I had to. Got two T's with me. I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos. It's up. Lost too many soldiers not to play it safe. If he walk around with that stick, it ain't Andre 3K. Think I won't drop the location. I still got PTSD. Motherfuck the big three. Nigga, it's just big me. Nigga, boom. I'm really like that. And your best work is a light pack. Nigga, Prince outlived Mike Jack. Nigga, boom. For all your dogs getting buried, that's a K with all these nines. Ego see Pet Cemetery, nigga.
Dope, selling dope, is you like that? Kicking dogs, kicking.
Now y'all know, Kendrick is my guy. I've been saying Kendrick, he definitely my favorite current rapper. It's just hard to always keep on top of mind because he takes so long in between releases. But when he splashed, that boy be splashing on people, man. And I love this verse because he said, look, all the sneak dissing, this, you know, he threw in the first person shooter. I hope y'all got a couple switches on you, all that. He didn't say the names though. He ain't say Drake. He ain't say what's J. Cole. He ain't say their names, but we know exactly who they talking about, man. How long it been? 72 hours? It hasn't been what? About, it's been about 96 dropped. Hours already, man.
It dropped Friday night when I was asleep. When I woke up, it dropped Thursday night, because when I woke up Friday morning, that's all that my phone, I opened my phone, it was buzzing, and I went listen to it. I'm confused, though, because I thought Cole and Kendrick were like brethren. Now, I thought they was cool. I know it's probably just friendly. What is the original beef between Kendrick Lamar and Drake? What's the problem?
I personally don't think there's an actual beef. I just think that he's probably perturbed with the industry and just the general public crowning Drake when he feels like, you know, yeah, Drake is a great artist. He's got a lot of talent, but, is he the top lyricist? I mean, he's never been that to me because I just don't vibe with, I just don't get into his music that much. Now, does he make great music, make great hits? Is he the GOAT as far as hits and his output and his commercial success? I would say absolutely. I think he may have even surpassed Jay-Z when it comes to all that. He has surpassed Jay-Z when it comes to commercial success. But I think Kendrick just feels overlooked, and Drake and J. Cole are just collateral damage. I don't think it's personal. I just think he's just going for that number one spot, and then they standing in the way.
Shit, cold body, man. The type of mode J. Cole in right now, bro.
He got some ball. That boy, yeah. I'm not a big Cole fan, but I am never going to sleep on the bars from Cole. And he just make it so simple. I would say in comparison to Kendrick, people got to kind of get it. Like when he threw out the Be Legit, eat the 40 water line, people might, the click, and they clicking up. People might not understand that. You got to kind of do some research, but J. Cole going to give you some crazy bars, make it simple for you so the masses can get it. So I definitely am looking forward to seeing what Cole got to say about this. You guys think Drake going to participate? Is he going to hop in?
Nah.
Why? Why you think that?
I don't think so. Just for the simple fact, he's probably looking at it like, what do I have to gain from it? Because I think the difference with, in this case, with Kendrick versus like a Pusha T, for instance, is Kendrick actually has some claim to being like one of those top verses. With Pusha T, it was like, even if you lose, Drake looked at it like Pusha T's music ain't in the same stratosphere as mine. Kendrick Lamar is. Like, Kendrick Lamar has that fan base. Kendrick Lamar is renowned and regarded as that type of artist. So I think it's just more threatening. That's why he'll just leave it alone.
Man, all right, this good for hip hop, bro. Hip hop needed this because, bro, hold on, y'all. But yeah, hip hop needed this because, bro, when the last time a song made you feel like that? Since Control.
Yeah.
Silence. yeah, it's hard to say. I can't think of an artist or a song that really got me up like that.
You so, can't. It's been a while, bro. This is him, and this is the big three for real. So I'm eager to see if they're gonna respond, if they're gonna respond at all. Because, and what's sad about that, it's time for us to start putting. I think it should be a big four. It's time for us to be start putting Hendrix in there with them, bro. It is, bro. He wanted them too. He may not be as lyrical as them. But I definitely, if I had to have a Mount Rushmore of four rappers from the 2010s, it would be Kendrick, Drake, J. Cole, and Future. Then that second tier would be Meek Mill, maybe Wale, right? You know what I'm saying? But that four, he's part of that four. Big Sean, right. So, and also, it's time to start putting Metro Boomin and Future in that top five producer rapper duo with Dre and Snoop. Who else? Missy, Timberland, Metro Boomin, Future. I'm trying to think some more, y'all.
Manny Fresh, Wayne.
It's time, bro. It's time. They them two together don't miss. So, and I'm pretty sure all this shit over a female, but you know. Because last time I checked, Future and Drake was cool. I know Metro Boomin and Drake beefing over probably some petty shit, probably over a female. But I'm interested to see. It got everybody split. I'm interested to see how it's going to turn out. I hope it don't get violent, though. We ain't got time for that.
Ain't too old for that. I agree. I think it's sad that this is over a woman. Like I said, I like the camaraderie part, but I just want to know, y'all got billions of dollars between all of y'all. You serious? Y'all arguing over one girl with half a bottle is recyclable? Like, I don't know. I just don't get it.
And, Ben, yeah, but I totally agree what you said, though, Jamar, about Future, man. I've been a Future fan since it must be, and people was looking at me crazy, especially on the West Coast. I was rocking with Future. It must have been 2008, you know, about 2007, whenever. And then when Honest, that was the first album that I bought the day it came out for Future, and then went back and listened to his old stuff. And I like pretty much everything that he put out. And I do like this duo of Kendrick and Future. You know, I think one of the first times I remember them together was King's Dead on the Black Panther soundtrack. And I was
It wasn't Mask Off remix? It wasn't the Mask Off remix?
Was that before? Yeah, I think that was the same.
Probably around the same time.
I think that was the same session. They was, and the way that Kendrick blessed the Mask Off.
Bruh.
If when the regular one come on, you sometimes you start just rapping Kendrick verse because you like, oh damn, I wish it was the Kendrick version. Because Kendrick, he just does that, especially on remixes, and his different flows, the way he can add a different layer with his flow is just incredible. But them two together, you know, I'm digging it. I want to see them just go head to head, full on. Let's both just get full projects, Drake and Cole versus Future and a goddamn Kendrick. Let's just have a 2-on-2, you know what I'm saying? Tennis style. Let's go ahead and say who got the serve, who gonna get the volley. Y'all make sure y'all put it together, man, because the people want to see this. And then you got all the little, you got the outside. They're already building the Avengers. They got Rick Ross and Kanye on this side. And then it was sad. I seen, what's the girl named Sexy Red on Drake's side? Why they do Drake like this? And who else he got in his corner, man? He got somebody better than that, man. Come on. Why they doing like that, man? Who's rocking with Drake these days?
I mean, I'm a Drake fan. I'm a fan of all three. So no,
I'm saying as far as big artists, because it looked like Rick Ross and him fell out over some females.
J. Cole, probably Lil 21 Savage, Lil Baby.
He got Savage Baby and Wayne.
And Wayne.
So that's crazy.
Is him and Meek still cool? Is Meek considered?
I don't know. I don't think he's gonna come right out for Drake.
I'm gonna be honest, yeah, I doubt it. Because his last album did terrible, and it's like I heard it was actually good, but I think just with the news, it just didn't do well.
6K, didn't he? That's what I heard.
I wasn't gonna put a number on it. Yeah,
that ballpark. 6K.
Yeah, God, he said he about to drop again. He got to make up for that 6K. But man, Drake was quick. He was quick to get back at Meek. Obviously, we saw that. Quick to get back at Pusha T.
Got a Meek for his career, because like I said, he was quick to get back to Meek because he knew he would kill him. And I think with Pusha T, if he didn't reveal what he revealed about his son, he probably would have left him alone. But then they say they got real beef with Pusha T, you know, he can't get in Canada, blah, blah, blah. I think that's what it is. Drake is very strategic, because even with I remember some years ago, he was supposed to get into battle rap, and he was saying that he'll get in after somebody beat Sue Surf, like I think it was Murder Mook, but he never did it because that's not a good career move for Drake to get annihilated by some battle rappers, and then it's like his lyricism come to play.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I'm here for it.
I want to see, even if Cole write his verse, if Cole got to write your verse, Drake, we want to hear you perform it. We want to get your hands dirty. We need all the smoke. We need all the smoke on this one, because Drake, he going to drop a banger. Now, it's going to be up to the, public opinion. Certain people going to ride with Drake regardless. That people just ain't going to feel Kendrick style. So I don't really feel like it's a total loss for him. I don't think he can really lose too much. I think to me, his legacy will be hurt more by not responding, knowing that you responded the way you did to Meek Mill and Pusha. Who else did he respond to?
Kendrick been shooting at that nigga for years.
Those are the biggest ones, just because he went multiple times back and forth. Like I said, it wasn't on some Pusha. Oh, it's just a little like, no, you got a response. Like you said, it was the whole tennis match kind of type of thing going on. Same thing with Meek for the time being.
And he killed, and he is definitely, he knows the art of war, Drake. So I would love to see what he has to offer this. But to your point, though, Jamal, Kendrick been getting that up for about ever since Poetic Justice. It seemed like, right after that, he was hot. Like, I don't know what it, we don't know what it, what was it? What was it? I don't know. Pillow talk.
Yeah, I doubt it. You know, I'm assuming Kendrick ain't got time for all that pillow talk. I think Kendrick married, you know?
Yeah, he got a long timer, and I just don't see him like really running around those circles. I think this is just him feeling overlooked, and then also there could be a component of he's off the label now. He needed something to really jumpstart his next project, because without that, huge industry backing, we've seen his very last project. He put out a project last year, right?
I'm not even gonna lie. I wasn't the biggest fan of Mr. Mariah and the Big Steppers.
I thought it was good, but you see that without the industry push, without a big label behind him, or like a huge crazy video, that he has the potential to just go by the wayside. So it is possible that he just needed something to latch onto, for everyone to be in tune with, for him to drop his next big stuff, because he need a little something extra to get into the commercial limelight, in my opinion. But that's all right. We'll take it. Yeah, we're going to get it. This is a sport, baby. And we playing in the big leagues right now. Big three. It's just big me. Nigga, bong. Nigga.
He went crazy. But I'm here for
it. With the bow. He made up his own bow. Let's go.
I'm here for it.
I'm going to start checking it out, though. But fellas, keeping it culture, I want to dive into Nike. As y'all may know, maybe you've seen it online in general, obviously the Air Force One, classic sneaker since we've been children. But the Nike Air Pegasus as well has become a classic, and they're having a problem with the Air Force One and the Air Pegasus. They are everywhere. So Nike is actually cutting back production on the Air Force One so that people cannot, the stores don't have to sell them at discounted prices. I want to know, fellas, do you think that this is a real problem? And if that's the case, like, what do you think Nike's going to do? Because they're saying they want to make a new brand.
So that's why they're doing it.
That's what they're saying, so that they can leave the space open for new brands to come. And they're saying that, yeah, they don't want these sold.
New brands? For what? Bro, other than the Timberland, it shows this that the universe, right? And y'all agree with me if y'all disagree. The Timberland, the Chuck Taylor.
There you go.
Any pair of Jordans. Maybe
any number Jordan, not any.
Yeah, you got the team Jordan shit. You know what I'm saying? Any number Jordan in the Air Force One. Like, what you need? If it worked, why are you trying to stop it? I'm confused. Because you got to sell it at this kind of price. Nigga, just sell it.
I agree. Even the newer line thing, my thing is, like, to your point, is a newer line necessarily going to be something people wear? Because, like you said, I know people now who will wear Air Force Ones with church clothes. I don't really see nobody putting on, you know, maybe some of these newer lines with this little purple in there to court. But all white Air Forces, you can see somebody in court with those on.
Hey, you can't go wrong with all white.
Those are very acceptable. I'm back in the office recently, and I see them rocking it with the full. We be dressed down, right? But them white boys, they throw on them white Forces real quick. I'm like, all right, you gotta fly, bro. I don't know if I can get that pull out. I mean, I can pull it off. But they're gonna look at me a little bit different than you know, some other race. They'd be like, okay, he just got the swag. For me, it's gonna be like, he too cool for school. But no, the Forces go with everything, man. I think you gave us the reasoning here that they want to free up space. But you know, this could also be a supply and demand thing. Try to bring some more hype around the Air Force One, boost up the price, have them turn them into Dunks. I think, you know, Dunks kind of been taken over. Maybe they wanna you know, revamp them a little bit, because it's really, to me, the all whites that I'm rocking with. The all blacks just don't hit the same, in my opinion, unless it got the Supreme. I like the Supreme all black Dunks. I mean, Forces. But the colorways, when they start throwing, they try to give it the Dunk treatment, ain't really hitting for me personally, unless it's just the Nike sign. I can rock with that. You know, you might do the all white with the black Nike sign, I guess. They got to freak them a little bit. Maybe they just, you know, got them in transition.
I used to like the Air Force One when I was growing up with the gum bottom. I'm a fan of them, bro. So, yeah, I don't do that. Man, leave the Forces alone, man. For that, bro, that's like Apple saying we're going to slow down on making iPhones. Nigga, for what? what the fuck are you doing that for, bro?
Now, did they say anything about the different levels? Like, is it just the lows, the mids?
Actually, let me look at this now. So,
I think it's just the lows. Huh?
It's only the lows to me.
It's saying lows and midsoles possibly, but it's the way they have it worded here. They have the Air Force One and the Pegasus kind of. So I'm assuming they maybe, because I don't know what the Pegasus looks like off the top of my head. But yeah,
we're gonna have to. We're going to have to take a look at that. But yeah, it seemed like to me, you said it was just the lows that they mentioned?
I believe so. Yeah, it should be just the Air Force One, the low ones, and then the Air Pegasus.
Yeah, this to me is a supply and demand play, man. They want to get that price up to the resale price up to $200-$300, because people ain't going to have them. I'm telling you, I got the all whites with the gun bottom right now. I got them maybe a year back. But I was looking just for the all whites, and they wasn't around. And I remember I was looking for them for a couple weeks, and I couldn't find them. But the gun bottoms was right there. I believe, you know, they may have been scaling this back for a little bit, and they're going to try to get the resale price up and, you know, maybe do some things, because the way they've been, these resale stores have been going crazy with these Dunks, selling these basic Dunks for $300-$400. Do they have that around y'all?
Facts.
It's crazy, man. So I don't know what kind of deal they got with Nike, but you know what I'm saying? Maybe you don't see no Forces in there, though. You don't see any Forces in those stores. So I'm thinking maybe they want to elevate that particular brand to that level as well. But we'll see.
Man, Air Force One is so popular, bro. Air Force One, Nike can make an Air Force One store.
Hell yeah.
And niggas will go to it.
They could.
Hey, man, yeah, bro, make them home. If you want me to stop buying them Nike, make them $300.
Yep, real quick. Cool. You do that, yeah, it might be on the sun.
Thanks.
So. Those the ups, right?
The uptowns.
Yeah, they call them the uptowns, right?
Yeah, Matt, that's you.
That's why I started laughing, because I'm like, where y'all heard that from?
Wait, you know who I heard? I heard Herbo calling them. What? No, he called them the Herbos, though, right? He called.
I was gonna say they call them G Fazos or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the Fazos. Yeah,
yeah. I heard that one. I heard it from Cameron and Dame Bat. That's what I heard from.
They called them the Uptails, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, now I'm rocking them Fazos, man. I'm fire. How you gonna call some all white forces the Fazos, man?
That's why I'm like, people just make up their own name. Not to say Uptowns make any more sense, because if somebody was like, "Here's my nickname," and it's something on the box, I'll rock with it. But yeah, G Faz, I'm just you just made that up.
Yeah. Well, I'm from, they call it the Cocaines.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's one of those, like, that's dope, but it's like, I mean, when you're around people where you can't call them the Cocaines, what do you call them?
Right.
Church, what you gonna be like, oh, that's the so-and-so got some cokes on, like,
Nah, he just called the all-white ones.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I just call them the white all-whites, all-white ones, yeah. Got the ones on. It's got to be the all whites, man. Like you can pass the all blacks off sometimes, I guess. But whenever I think of forces, I'm just thinking about the all whites.
You're all black, you still got metal teeth in the back of your mouth.
I mean, all black is my favorite color. So when I was younger, black forces was popping, not as much as the whites, but they were kind of popular. They got this energy now. Give me a pair of mid top black forces. Keep them crispy, bro. But that's now. That's
especially with
now,
the strap. The strap to me, the mids with the strap, the black ones was all
right. Right. Once that strap start dangling,
I was bowling one once upon a time. Like
dangle strap. Box. Yeah, yeah.
I promise you, Rasheed Wiles had me bowling in mid top Air Force One, smoking niggas. I didn't care. Ankles now, probably killing me.
Rasheed Wiles, and he used to wear the one with the strap in the back.
Yeah, no.
That's the highs. Yeah.
I did it.
Now, question: do the kids around y'all just rock the? What do y'all think about the Dirty Force? That whole. Do y'all see this trend around y'all? Is it not just California? Because I be seeing kids, it'd be like a 4 to 5 year span, they rocking the same forces. Look like they wear them every day, never clean them. Y'all don't see this?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I see
4 or 5 years, that's a lot. I see white kids do that, but not
It's mostly white kids. Yeah, mostly white kids.
I'm the type, bro, I'm so weird, bro. I don't like the bottom of my shoe to get dirty. It's so bad. I'm thinking about coming up with an invention. To where it's like you got this removable sticker that you put on the bottom of your shoe, and it's custom made. Say because you got forces, then you get the forces kind. It's kind of shaped the bottom of the forces. They stick to the bottom of your shoe. They're easy to peel off, and they got a little grip to them. So you ain't
I was gonna say you gotta have a little grip. That's the only issue is the grip. Because I've seen somebody, people put tape on their shit.
I need somebody to come over there.
Super duper dope, impossible. Yeah, keep that in mind. Don't tell nobody else, even though our fans.
Yeah, are bro. Yeah, I mean, you can have some for the joints and the forces. Yeah, I'm gonna get on it because I couldn't stand no dirty ass bottom of the shoe, and that's the part nobody can see, but I don't care. So
you. Yeah. But fellas, I want to just bring it on home, obviously. Because we always here talking about our music, what's going on in the news culture. 1997, fellas, dope year. For hip-hop especially. Now, I'm looking at the list. There's a lot, so definitely, you know, take your time. Let me know. What do you think?
I don't want to take my time.
Which is the best hip-hop album of 1997? Talk to me.
Life After Death.
Yeah.
The Notorious B.I.G., my favorite rapper of all time, R.I.P. the Big. Unfortunately, he wasn't alive to see his second album released. He died. He got killed like a week or two before.
Mm-hmm.
But I legit struggle with which album is better, Life After Death or Ready to Die, bro. I legit go back and forth with which album of his is the best. Because they both, there's no skips on either one of them, to me at least.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna go Life After Death, the Notorious B.I.G., my favorite rapper. Who want to go? Who?
I mean, and happy anniversary to Life After Death, March 25th. Thanks. Y'all heard the correlation with the whole Diddy stuff, right?
That's scary.
That was the
bro.
Day he was raided on the 25th. So, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I would probably pick that looking at the list as well. You know, a couple of my favorites though, When Disaster Strikes. We mentioned Busta Rhymes all the time, and I was a huge Busta head at this time. And then I always got to give a shout out to In My Lifetime and anything Jay-Z. I know they tried to say that this was one of his worst albums, right? I think this is they give him some they own his head about this one. But yeah, if I would say, I would say Life After Death is the best. If I would go back and rewind in time, what was my favorite? It would be When Disaster Strikes would win it for me in 1997. What you got? What you got?
I like that. I'm gonna be honest with you. I looked at the list. Life After Death, like Jamal said, has it. Believe it or not, though, Jamal, I think Ready to Die is actually better than Life After Death. I think when you really listen to it sonically, just again, because Life After Death to me, it feels like a thing where even though, you know, time and like they didn't know he was gonna die, it feels, maybe it's because I'm, you know, years later, it feels like a project like that, like an afterthought, whereas Ready to Die seems like this was a young rapper in the midst of his thing, you know what I mean? So that's my, but I was gonna say Super Duper Fly.
Super Fly.
Super Duper Fly, missing, yeah, that's a classic.
I mean, it's definitely an honorable mention. I was looking over that one because I was just like, yeah, you think, when I think, you know, y'all, my thing is always, was this that artist's best album, period? Because, you know, a lot of times that weighs it a lot higher. And I think for Missy Elliott, it's like, yeah, she's another one of them people. Debut album was fire. And then other than that, really looking at the list, not really
Harlem, too. Harlem World?
Harlem World should get a nod, but I don't think it's one of the best albums per se. I think When Disaster Strikes, that's more of like a top.
Oh, hello. You don't think Harlem World from Mace one of the best albums of 97 hip hop albums?
I'm gonna be honest with you. As much as I love Mace, I thought I would say the War Report was just as good. Noriega. What? From a full
album. Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm like, from a full album standpoint, they equal. That's what I'm like, they're great. They just not.
You got the Hot Boys first album. Looking over the list.
Nah, but Super Duper Fly to me could easily, you could easily put that at number one. I also was bumping the Firm album.
Ooh, and I
was going crazy with that back then, just tripping out, as a youngin'. Like, damn, this shit was crazy. Obviously, when you got Dre and Nas linked up together.
What about Phenomenon? Am I saying that? I'm fucking that word. LL Cool J.
LL Cool J was, okay.
I know that was that year.
Y'all wasn't fucking.
Yeah, all right. That was, late, the later years of LL. Right.
No Way Out by Puff. Hey, Puff or Monster. I think this No Way Out album, a classic. I hate to say it. That No Way Out by Puff. Puff Daddy and the Family, nicely. That's a classic album. My favorite song on there. What's the song with him, Jay-Z, and Big, man? I think Young G's.
Yeah, I'm looking at the list right now. Yeah,
that's my favorite song from that album.
I don't think it's better than Life After Death, but it's up there.
Are You Still Down? Okay. Drop that.
By Tupac. Yeah, Pac was gone. That's a good album too, though.
Yeah, it was good. Okay, one of his best. And then so Blue Team Forever. You hear about that quite a bit. So
yeah, true.
Now for me though, I got Super Duper Fly in my top three. When Disaster Strikes, obviously Life After Death, and I put Harlem World up there too, man. That was a hell of a project.
That's a classic.
That was a project.
It was as good as those other ones, but it's a super classic. It's Mace.
Well, the hits are up there. Yes, all around. I agree because I do remember skipping through some of them shits. But if I were to listen back now, I bet you it probably would definitely grow better with time. But War Report, crazy though. A lot of good shit in 97. This is the golden era, man. In fact, we need to hear from y'all. And we're going to probably debate this later on in the topic. What was just the best year of hip hop in the 90s? Just other 90s.
This was the start of that what you call that? That camera angle?
The fisheye lens?
The fisheye lens. Shiny suit.
Yep.
The shiny, I say after Big passed away, that's the shiny suit, fisheye lens era. That's kind of the year it started from about 97 to about 99. It didn't last long, but I'm a fan of the shiny suit, fisheye lens era. Me.
I love belly, everything in that era. Yeah.
Yeah. High tech, futuristic videos, TLC, no scrubs.
Hype Williams,
right.
You die. All of that. I see you see his name everywhere. I was like, man, who is this guy?
Thanks. More Money, More Problems video. Yeah, this is one of my favorite eras of hip-hop. I don't care what niggas can cry. I'm trying to sue Errol. Go. Bro, go make your underground shit with your Timbs on.
I don't know. If it's my size.
Right. I always wanted to recreate that More Money, More Problems video, bro. I always did. That bitch a classic. I was watching the other day. I was like, man, these niggas are hitting. That nigga Mason, that bitch moving. But yeah, 97, man, another great year in hip hop, man. We do these every so often, y'all. Not every episode, but we try to do stuff like this, like whether it's this or trivia, you know what I'm saying? Just something light, something fun, something easy for y'all. Episode 128 in the bag, fellas. Let them know all your socials, what you got coming up, all that good stuff.
Absolutely. Make sure you go check out SplatCon and use our code VIBES10 for 10% off your ticket package. VIBES25 for $25 off your hotel package. And we're going to switch it up, y'all. We're going to switch up the packages at the every 30 days. So make sure if you want to get the deal now, we at the early bird. You know, you're going to be a late bird in about a couple days. By the time you hear this, you better hurry up and type it in because definitely that hotel package is going to go up with that deal. We're giving you a great deal on the VIP. So make sure you look at all the specs and make the right decision. And we're going to keep releasing guests. It's going up. We just added Omar Gooden, which was crazy to me. And so very proud of that. And just look at the guest list, y'all. SplatCon.com.
Yeah, like you said, definitely make sure y'all look at the guest list. Keep supporting SplatCon. Y'all know where to follow me, Real Matt Corbin, on all platforms. Dope new videos obviously coming. How do we miss that? And if you got time right now, I want you to go to your computer, YouTube, and type in Crazy Lines in Hip Hop. If I'm not there at the shorts, I owe you $5.
Hey.
Man, as always, follow me on Instagram, at Jamar Joseph Jermaine Adams. Be sensitive. Don't follow me. Nobody got time for that shit. Most importantly, follow us on Instagram at 80s96205. Same on TikTok, same on Threads, same on YouTube. Subscribe to us on YouTube, dog. You dig? So, but when you listen to this podcast, whether it be Spotify, Apple Podcasts, et cetera, et cetera, hit the 5-star rating, hit the like button, hit the comment. It helps us grow. You dig? As always, I appreciate you, fellas, for grinding it out with me this week. This is 80s96205, the podcast. I am Jamar.
Lee Boy.
Matt Corbin.
And we out.
Dessert. Boom! Hey, Jake, hit it with a...